It was the first time Ventura, Swingham, and Moe shared the stage publicly to discuss their agendas. And Governor Ventura was obviously pleased with the outcome.
All I heard about for months and months is how you're going to govern and how you're going to bring them all together with this tripartisanship. I thought it went pretty well tonight.
Last night, the three reached the broad consensus for returning a multi-billion-dollar projected budget surplus as a sales tax rebate. Ventura said focusing on the sales tax rather than the income tax prevents the federal government from taking a share of the rebate. The citizen participants, gathered in Minneapolis, Mankato, and Bemidji, liked the proposal. So did Speaker Swingham.
Well, we're certainly interested and very, very open to Governor Ventura's option of the sales tax rebate. Jesse and I have spoken to that. The question gets to be the fairness of giving the money back, and then the second question about not giving it any to the feds in the form of the federal tax, if that's at all possible. But if we can do it that way, Jesse, you'd have our support in the House.
And Senator Moe concurred.
We're open to any one of the taxes and want to meet exactly the same kind of thresholds that have been mentioned. We want, obviously, to, since everybody's participated in this economic growth, everybody ought to participate in some kind of a rebate. And then if any kind of strategy that we can devise that can keep it here for Minnesotans, we're very much open to that.
Governor Ventura proposed a formula based on income that figures purchases and hence sales tax paid are based on an individual's earnings. All three agreed to a rough outline. Those without an income or with earnings low enough to avoid the income tax would be eligible for a minimum refund, and refunds to the wealthiest Minnesotans would be capped. The details, they said, were negotiable. Consensus seemed to permeate the discussion, but one point of disagreement involved money from last year's tobacco settlement. Governor Ventura reiterated his plan to use the money to endow medical research at the University of Minnesota and the Mayo Clinic.
You know, that money was won over the fraudulent policies of tobacco, and I would personally rather see, you know, the money go towards research.
Senator Moe sided with the governor on using tobacco money for research.
If you take the generations before us who paid that tax and you ask them, my guess is that they would say, do something about keeping my grandchildren and great-grandchildren from smoking, do something about addressing health care issues across the state. And so, Governor, I just want you to know our caucus is wholeheartedly in support of taking the one-time tobacco money, setting it aside, not spending it, putting it in endowments to address broader public health issues.
But Speaker Swingham and several of the citizen participants disagreed. Swingham felt the settlement money should be included in the tax rebate.
The premise of the lawsuit is Minnesotans had overpaid. Now, these are my words, they'd overpaid, either in the form of paying more in their health care premium or more in their taxes due to the negative effects of tobacco. That's in the lawsuit. So it just seems to me to be really reasonable and common sense that if we win the lawsuit, the money comes to the state, that it ought to go back to the premise. It ought to go back to the citizens, to the taxpayers, and maybe not used on new programs.
In the closing minutes of the discussion, the subject shifted from the by now familiar territory of rebates and taxes to new ground and gave Governor Ventura the opportunity to further define his economic program. In response to a citizen question, Governor Ventura announced he opposed paying off the state's capital improvement bonds with money from the current surplus.
We paid off $500 million of that bonding bill last year, and I think that, you know, many people down the line are going to profit from what happens for the capital bond, and that we need to spread that payment out a little bit more to down the road.
Ventura said paying off the current bonds would only tempt the legislature to issue more bonding bills in the future. On this issue, the governor found support from Swingham.
As you well know, when you can bond and you can get bonds for 3.5, 3.6%, as we can right now, that's a pretty prudent time to bond.
But the issue of bonds opened up another area of disagreement. This time, Moe was the odd man out. He criticized offering a tax rebate while issuing bonds.
What you're doing is you're borrowing money for a tax rebate. I think that's bad fiscal policy. Secondly, if you take the $400 million in cash and now say, well, we're going to bond for that instead, you're now going to pay, instead of $400 million over the lifetime of the bond, you're going to pay $600 million to pay off those bonds. I don't think you're going to find a lot of support in the Senate.
As Ventura noted, there was little of the feared tripartisan gridlock. but the disagreements over tobacco money and bonding highlighted the peculiarities of Minnesota's unique situation. The governor found himself allied at different times with different parties. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.